In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to concentrate your attention this morning on a couple of verses from the lesson that was read just now. And those verses as they are translated in the New International Version. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. It's incredible to me when I think back over the short 58 years of my life that during those years I have lived through four conflicts in which the United States has been directly involved. There was World War II when I was a child hawking newspapers on the streets of Junction City, Kansas. There was the Korean so-called conflict when I was on the campus of Concordia College here in Fort Wayne. The Vietnam War during my early years in the parish ministry. And now, in recent years, that operation called Desert Storm. All of these conflicts have been similar in that they were shows of military might, even though they were different in other ways. And that's the way it is in the world. Somehow the world believes that military might can solve the problems among peoples. Christians throughout history have also often thought that way. And so we had in Christian history, early on, the Crusades, and a Charlemagne going forth with the cross in front of him and the rallying cry, "In this sign we will conquer." And so we have had other holy wars, or wars that have had some kind of holiness attached to them, perhaps even as recently as Desert Storm, when somehow there has been some kind, at least, of a feeling of warfare against the infidel. But we do not wage war as the world does, St. Paul tells us. And the world sometimes does not understand this either. And so we've gone through a period of many years when communism believed that it could crush the Christian faith by force. And so atheistic communism destroyed churches and persecuted Christians and did everything it could, thinking that it could somehow, by military might, wipe out the Christian church and the Christian faith. And today we are seeing once again that it hasn't worked and it doesn't work, that you cannot combat Christianity with military might, because we who are God's people do not wage war as the world does. Our weapons are not the weapons of the world. We do not go into battle with guns and tanks or even atomic weapons. And yet our weapons have the power to demolish strongholds. It was not military weapons that tore down the wall in Berlin, but it was prayer services in churches, even of people whose faith was weak, that toppled the wall and the East German government. And even as the Chinese communists persecuted the church for many, many years, nevertheless, the church in China was not destroyed but strengthened by those years of persecution. In the Soviet Union, where the persecutions were possibly the worst of all, when communism toppled, faithful Christians emerged whose faith had been kept strong because we do not wage war as the world does. The power we have is not the power of weapons and military might. But our weapons and the weapons that the Christians in Germany and Russia and China held on to were the weapons of our faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, says St. John, even our faith. And so it is that we wage war as St. Paul waged war in his day with those weapons that have the divine power to demolish strongholds. You who are on a seminary campus know this very well. We wage war by pointing people to our Savior. He, and He alone, is the divine power that demolishes strongholds. It is His life and His death for us and His resurrection that we might have eternal life. That is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. It is His power that is that power that is a strength made perfect in weakness, as St. Paul says in another place. It is He who is the power of that timid Paul. It is His power that we see in the gospel of the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, that strange and awesome power of the Son of Man who came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. It is with that power, then, that the organization that I am privileged to serve has been willing and able to go into places throughout the world to share that gospel, that power of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in His power and to share His power that the lay people of this church body through the International Lutheran Layman's League have been able to go into China with a cassette ministry to share with the people of that formerly communist country the good news of salvation, the basic doctrine of the power that is ours in our Lord Jesus Christ. Working there with the emerging Christians, many, many, many thousands of them, to share with them the faith and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is in that power that the lay people of this church body, working through the International Lutheran Layman's League, were able to go into what was East Germany when the wall came tumbling down and work there as best they could with the gospel of salvation in that birthplace and land of Luther, where the gospel has been put down and in many cases almost cast out. It is in that power and to share that power that we are now in Riga, Latvia, operating there with a print ministry and hopefully to get on the airwaves in that area of the world, not so that our church or our organization might show our power there, but so that the power of the gospel might once again reemerge in that large land. And it is in that power that we look towards places like Czechoslovakia and Hungary and Romania, where for the first time in many, many years, that gospel message can be communicated openly and freely. For we wage war not with the warfare of the world, but with the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. We have the power to demolish strongholds. It is the power of the Son of God himself, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In that power we live and move and have our being. And lest we forget, that is the power not only for people in China and Germany and the USSR and Czechoslovakia, but that is the power in which you and I live as we conduct our life and ministry in this place. It is the simple yet awesome power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came, isn't it amazing, who came to serve us and to save us, that we might have life in him in this world and life with him eternally. The power is not in what we do. The power is not even in what we learn in this place, but the power is in him. There's a story that may be apocryphal, but it illustrates the point. The story is told of a theologian who was one of the most respected and highly studied theologians in the world. And on his deathbed, he was asked, "What is it that you would leave behind as the central truth and most important message for those who follow you?" And looking at the person who asked the question, he said simply, "Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so." And that's it. That's the power. We wage war not as other people do, but we wage war in the power of him who is our Lord and Savior, and who has the power to overcome all the warfares of this world, all the powers that would go up against him and his gospel. We wage war in the power of him who overcomes not only the strongholds of this world, but the strongholds of the old evil foe and the strongholds of death. For in his power we have eternal life. And so we come up upon another Reformation season in the church. And so we come up once again to say and sing sincerely, "And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Let these all be gone. They yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth." And so you and I and the people of God in this place and in places all over go forth in that power, that the power that we know and the power that moves and motivates us might be shared with people everywhere. Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Curb those who by deceit or sword would wrest the kingdom from your Son and set at naught all he has done. For the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. We do not wage war as the world does. On the contrary, our weapons have the power to demolish strongholds. And by God's grace, we will wage his war that he might overcome and have the victory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.